morning. Once again, it's time for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, good morning. How are we doing today?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Doing pretty good, thank you. As we're working our way through the month of May, and for those that are still kind of hanging around at the house a lot, maybe you've got a significant other, your spouse or what have you, you're seeing each other a lot more than you normally would. I guess the question this time is, are you still getting along okay, right?
Exactly. You know, I love it when listeners email me, and once somebody said, hey, how do you get along with your spouse when you're sheltering in place? When they're who you see all the time. There's no self-time. There's kids. There's how do you do this? And I literally burst out laughing. I thought, this, you're right, it's a terrible challenge. And not that you don't love the person, but oh my. So anyway, I thought about some starting points. You know, we're always communicating a lot, all the time. Our voices, our eyes, our body language, our sighs, our footsteps. You know, I can tell when I'm walking angry compared to where I'm walking happy, and so can everyone who knows me. And we talk about stuff and we communicate about stuff usually to a lot of different people about a lot of different things. You know, my husband likes me, but, you know, work is not as important. My work, you know, he doesn't do that. So we talk about it, but it's minimal. There's social topics, the neighborhood, the family news, entertainment. Did you see a movie? Did you read a book? Or stuff like politics, religion, the world. Well, usually we spread that out. You know, like I have friends who are more interested in reading and movies, and other friends who really like to talk about social work or education. Some people like some politics and some don't. So it gets to be overload when somebody, one person, gets to be the receptacle for everything. And then if they don't agree with us, we're real, like, then it feels like an argument with who somebody else. It might just be a discussion. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you know, what I've noticed is, too, we are always aware. You know, one day, no one was in my house. No one at all. And the house had an entirely different feel than when somebody's in another room, silent. Even if everything's silent, there's that sense that someone's there, that peace that comes from being totally alone. And we're having a hard time getting that. So what I think we really need to do, and because we can't say, okay, you know, we can't just say it's going to end. It'll end when it ends. But in the meantime, we have to accept that it's hard on everybody. You know, it's as hard on my husband as it is on me. It's as hard on my, you know, son-in-law as it is on my daughter, and daughter-in-law and son. It's all the same. So it's time to allow some grace. You know, accept, give space to the other person. Don't feel, and this is a reflection on me, don't feel like you have to respond immediately to everything that is said to you. You know, it's cold out. Does that really need a response?
Right.
You know, yes, it is, but it doesn't need to turn into a big discussion. Whenever possible, comment, I would say keep it at 10%. Most things just pass through our brains. When my husband talks sports, I think, oh, yeah, football, I know that game. I don't know any details. I listen, I get it, and I let it go. Laugh at yourself. When we do weird things, when we have that unusual response, it's okay to go, oh, there I go again, and let it go, because it's going to pass. Call people outside whenever you can. Stand outside, you know, social distance, nice and far, but you can hear each other past 6-8 feet. Talk. Talk about your gardening or whatever. And most importantly, allow yourself that grace, because when other people irritate us, we have to accept that somewhere in there we're irritating them too. And it's all because we're human and because we care about each other and we want to stay connected.
Yeah, the talking thing, I find myself, you know, the times I go grocery shopping, I'm probably talking more to people, even though I'm keeping distance, because we're all going through this odd, weird situation together. So you almost feel like there's a little more incentive and ease if you want to just say something to a stranger, even if it's just about the groceries that they're buying or whatever, nothing too deep or significant, but just to give them a little, you know, contact from 6 feet plus away. But yeah, I find myself even more interested in just saying hi to someone, or, you know, just kind of nodding at the shared experience we're all going through.
Exactly. And then when you go home, you have something to talk about to your family.
Yeah.
Hey, this person at the store has a new recipe. They said blah, blah, you know? I mean, it's not always a critique or an observation on what's going on around us. We bring in new information.
And you kind of have to talk to someone because you can't just smile because they can't see it because you're wearing the face mask. So you got to probably
sometimes your eyes crinkle up a little bit, but it's hard right. to get staring at them to see it, yeah.
Well, make sure you call Safe Harbor Counseling if you'd like to find out more. It's 630-466-8657 if you want to talk, get some help with anything you're struggling with, or if you want to find out more about today's topic or any of the others that we've discussed. You can go to the website, too, safeharboril.com. And make sure you join us next week for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.